Dracarys.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
Winter is coming.
Welcome back to another episode of the Side Effect Podcast. My name is James from the YouTube channel Dust on the Throne, and I am joined by my esteemed colleagues Tarzan from Trial by Trivia and Chris from Smokescreen. Missing in action is Val from Because Geek. She had prior obligations. Today's episode is about the Avengers Infinity War.
That's all official. All official sounding there.
I know.
But yeah, we're going old school style where we originally started this podcast and doing a little movie review for Infinity Wars, Avengers Infinity Wars. So overall, before we get into details, best Marvel movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe?
Yes, absolutely.
Quite possibly, yes. Yeah.
It's a no-brainer for me, and just for the mere fact that, you know, going into this movie right away, I was like, okay, how are they going to make all these motherfuckers work in one movie? And they did it. They did it fucking well. I mean, I think so. I don't think there was any, you know, awkwardness or anything. I think all the characters meshed pretty well, and we'll get into more of the other details too, you know, but that was the key thing for me.
That's the thing I told James on the way to the theater. I was like, the only thing I worry about is them trying to get everybody screen time. Like, is it going to be rushed? You know, that I know it's a longer movie. It was 2 hours and 49 minutes, right? Almost 3 hours. But I was worried about them rushing scenes so they could fit every hero in there or whatever. But they made it work. They made it work with them being in different parts of the galaxy. And I got to say, I dug the opening scene, the introduction to Thanos. I mean, you just, right off the bat, he's a badass. He beats the Hulk's ass. I mean, kills a couple people. Loki, Heimdall was probably the saddest death for me. He's just one of my favorite characters. But they did that right. They introduced him as, okay, he ain't like the rest of them. He ain't playing.
Right.
And then what I didn't like that came from that was the Hulk never showed back up. I can understand doing that as a joke almost like once or twice.
Yeah.
But the one thing that bothered me about the movie, the Hulk, they kept I know at some point in part two they'll probably, he'll come back. But it's like they extended that joke too long.
They sure did. That's exactly what it was. It was almost the feeling of a joke because he was talking to himself and it was funny. He's like, oh, come on, guy. You know, but you got to know, I mean, the Hulk came out blazing when he attacked Thanos and did whip the shit out of Thanos for a second. Shows you how resilient Thanos is and tough, because he came back and laid it on the Hulk, and the Hulk didn't want any more. I mean, he retreated like a turtle.
Yeah, nobody pays money to see Mark Ruffalo. I mean, no offense to, I mean, I like him as Bruce Banner. I'm just saying.
Agreed.
You see him to turn into the Hulk, and they put him in the Iron Man Hulk suit. I believe that's a comic reference, but the actual Hulk was in it, right? I don't know. Tarzan, you may have read the comics. I've read about these comics, so I don't
know. I never remember reading about Banner being in it. I could be wrong, but I don't remember Banner ever being in the Hulkbuster.
If I did have a critique, I just remember I left the theater thinking they spent too much time in space, or not necessarily that, but just not enough time on Earth. A lot of other planets and places, you know. Again, I told Chris, I don't know if they're trying to get away from all the destruction like they've had before, and like DC had in Batman versus Superman. No, in the Superman with Zod and Superman, how they destroyed so much and how that put a bad taste in fans' mouth. So I don't know if they want to, you know, avoid destroying too much of Earth, but I just felt like we needed more fights in on Earth.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, they had to kind of do it, I understand, to a degree, because you had, you know, Guardians.
That's
had to set up and bring everybody together. But when they did come together, it was in Wakanda, so it wasn't around a major city. It was out in the field, open area, so maybe there is something to that. Because at least DC, the one thing I can't say good about DC is they used the destruction as a means to use for Batman to be pissed off at Superman.
That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah. Other than that, the movie was horrible, but at least the premise of him being pissed off and worried about him was used, being the destruction of the whole damn place. So,
but leading into this, Tarzan, what was your favorite Marvel movie?
Ugh.
because you see, I had to catch up. I went to the theater about a week before and saw Black Panther for the first time. I thought that one was really good. I still lean towards Iron Man, the first Iron Man. What are yours?
A lot of people do. I don't know. I do like the original Avengers movie. That's definitely up there. I like it better than the second one. I like it better than, let me think. Yeah, Civil War. I guess I don't put Civil War high because I know the comic books and how many other characters had to be left out. And you know what I mean? I don't know if you know too much about that, but that's just the issue, how they changed it so much. It was kind of just weird to me. But I see what they were trying to do and, you know, trying to bring other characters in. And that I had a big problem with that one. Doctor Strange was very good. I liked that. I didn't think I was going to like it, and that was a damn good movie. The first Guardians. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with the second Guardians except the villain thing with me. That's the biggest problem.
I agree.
Is that, you know, they did the shit. The Guardians were still the Guardians. Everything was still the same. It's just Ronan definitely outdid fucking Kurt Russell. You know what I mean?
Damn right.
Yeah, I agree.
Ronan was pretty cool.
One thing I'll say about Infinity Wars, though, to kick this off, is I was surprised that in part one, he got all six stones. I thought that was spread out among two movies, but he got them all, including the Soul Stone, apparently.
Yeah, he was getting them fast in the beginning.
Yeah, man. I thought it was going to be spread out over two movies, you know, and then he gets the, you know, maybe the last one in the beginning of part two or middle or so, and then, boom, the finger snap, you know what I mean? But no, he got them all, and it ended with a rapture event, which I think surprised a lot of people. But talking about that really quick.
The snap or the stones?
The snap. Okay. All right, he does the snap. Everybody's shocked that so many people vanish, turn to ash, whatever it is. They disappear from existence. It's implied that it's half the universe, half the life in the universe. But it almost, when you know that Spider-Man's got another movie coming, you know Black Panther 2 is coming, it almost takes away the shock and awe.
It does.
It really does. So I wonder how they're going to do it. Are the people that died before going to stay dead? I think everybody expected Captain to die in this movie, but it was Bucky, and that's got to be reversed. You know that's got to happen.
Yeah.
Because Bucky will take over the helm.
Is there any way, based on what you're saying, because that's what we were talking about that night, was you already know these other movies are coming out. Is there any way that the new Spider-Man could be a flashback take place before this?
I mean, it's possible, I guess. Really, and you have the Miles Morales Spider-Man that could come into play. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't think so. But yeah, they could do that. But I cannot see them, especially after Black Panther and its success.
Yes,
killing Spider-Man and Black Panther for good. I just don't see it happening at all. It's no way. There's no way. Because we kind of saw a preview of it anyway when he reversed time to get the last stone out of Vision's forehead.
Yes. So God, that pissed me off.
Now, the question is what happened to the gauntlet? It looked like it was black and corrupted and the stones wasn't glowing anymore. Where did it go? Who can use it? Who can access it? Obviously, Doctor Strange has a plan.
Well, you noticed that he didn't have the gauntlet anymore, correct?
Yeah, I don't think it was on his hand when he was on the last scene. When he was just kind of staring off into the sunset, and he went into that little Vision Quest place, like, and he saw young Gamora, and that type of thing. So the question is, Doctor Strange saw like 14 point something million possibilities, and they could only win one of those. And he said, "This is the only way." Tony, when telling that to Tony Stark, when he gave him the Time Stone. So there's something going to be involved there about time and reversing or whatever. I don't think they do multiple universes. I swear I hope they don't go that route or I'm done. Just, you know, just fix it. You know what I mean? The same universe. Yep. It reverse it somehow, whatever. But don't do multiple timelines and universes.
Well, here's the thing. That's the difference between Marvel and DC. Marvel brings everybody back to fucking life. And DC says, oh, okay, no, now let's do Earth fucking 7 and Earth 25. And
exactly.
Yes.
And that's the difference. Marvel always finds a way. They might reverse time somehow. That's very possible. That I could see happening. But there's not going to be no multi-universe shit. I don't see that happening.
I haven't watched any reviews from other people on this.
Either.
So I feel like the way I walked away from it was feeling like Thanos means well. Like, he really thinks he's doing good for the universe. He's just kind of psychotic about his way of going about it. He's almost a sympathetic character because he killed his daughter, and then he looked like the scene Chris is talking about after the snap, a little regretful, you know?
Yeah, he said it cost him everything. And I'm actually glad they did that. They made him the gray character. He's not just super evil. He actually, you know, it's just like, it's almost like Ice and Fire or Game of Thrones and Germs writing, right? You know?
Yeah.
The villain's just a hero of the other side. He thinks what he's doing is going to benefit the universe, but it's just twisted in his own mind, and he thinks it's great. But it showed his sympathetic side. He showed he had to actually love Gamora to get the Soul Stone. Otherwise, the sacrifice wouldn't have worked.
And that's what I'm wondering, if that's the twist. I don't know yet. There's some kind of twist why that didn't work out the way he wanted it to.
Yeah.
Or that maybe the twist is that he will somehow undo it. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell.
I thought about that. Like, he comes around. He's going to end up dying at some point, I think. But I could see him regretting it and seeing the error of his ways or something, almost getting a little bit of redemption before he goes out and reversing it somehow. But again, that still begs the question. I don't know. I mean, we don't know what happened to the gauntlet, the stones now, whatever. Where are they at? Are they with him still? Can he still use them? Can anybody access them? Did he go back to the original location? I mean, the big thing, of course, was the end credit scene that sets up Captain Marvel. That was the big thing. She's going to come save the day. She's a super duper, one of the few characters, I would say, in the Marvel Universe that could face Thanos alone. Looked like Thor could do that pretty damn good. They really pumped Thor up this movie. Wow, like they did in Ragnarok.
Yes.
So it was like you should have aimed for the head.
God, that was a good scene.
And
man.
Then he didn't really quite think that finger snapped through.
Tarzan, did you get pumped seeing the Red Skull again? That was pretty cool. You got to.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, he was banished there.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of the Red Skull, but I knew he got zapped off somewhere in Captain America, so I was glad to see him in that role. It kind of fit, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of fit.
It really does.
Real quick, going back to Tom Holland, he ain't going nowhere because they casted him as young as they could for a reason, so he can do a shitload of movies. He's contracted like fuck.
Good point. Oh, yeah, good point.
Let's just start at the beginning. One of the things I did like about this movie is from the fucking word go, it was entertaining. You know what I mean? There was shit happening from fucking, you know, from point A all the way to the end. I think there's one little slightly dead part. But, I mean, in 3.5 hours, almost 4 hours, actually, you only had a little, you know, I mean, and that was dialogue. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? The whole fucking movie was really go, 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 go. There was so much action. There was so much. The big thing, I think, is like the character depth we were talking about. And Thanos was great. I mean, I expected him to be a lot more of a prick than he actually is.
Yep.
But he's, you know, it's like kind of like a crazy person. You know what I mean? They believe what they believe. You know what I mean? Just like that Son of Sam killer. He believed a dog fucking told him to do the dumb shit he did. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it definitely started off with a bang, and it just kept going. It was like when you had the original intro scene for Thanos where he beats the Hulk's ass, and then, you know, Hindle sends the Hulk back to Earth, Loki dies, all that good stuff. And then you have Doctor Strange and Tony Stark and them talking. And they're talking about, like, this Thanos guy, when the Hulk gets there, he's telling him about, look, he's already got two stones. And, I mean, before they finish the conversation,
dude, yeah,
there's a portal opening up, and there's the Black Order right there looking for the stones.
And they ain't playing.
And they already there. I mean, you were thinking, okay, everybody's going to get together and meet.
Right.
And, no, there Absolutely. Was no time for a meeting. It was just you had different Avengers on different parts of the planet or different parts of the universe, for that matter, and it never stopped.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, and I think the only one that kind of looked a little weird was Proxima Midnight, but she's weird-looking, period. She's just a weird looking. Corvus looked pretty good. He didn't look too bad at all. And I always forget the name of the other fucker. The one that's actually the badass, I think, of all of them. The one that was, you know, going head to head there with Doctor Strange a lot.
Yes, he is a badass.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I almost didn't buy just him getting tricked into getting sucked out into space. Because he had been too smart for everything up to that point. And all of a sudden, they pull the old alien shit with a little 80s reference in there. Have you ever seen an old movie called Aliens?
Yes.
Of course, that's always the great banner of Peter Parker and Tony Stark.
I'm trying to remember. There were so many little fucking, you know, grabs like that. You know what I mean? Some of the humor in it was pretty good. It really was, I thought. And Tony Stark was probably the biggest smartass out of all of them, I think.
Yeah, he always is.
Yep.
He always is. I don't know. They take Thor a little too far, slightly, like they did in Ragnarok. Ragnarok was my favorite Thor movie, but they take Thor a little too far now. I mean, but sometimes it works because he's kind of this dense guy, you don't know Earth's culture and don't even get when he don't even like know he's making a joke. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So when he called him Rabbit, it kept fucking working.
I was going to say
it,
that.
It worked every time.
Every single
Rabbit,
time.
Rabbit and power. Tree.
Yeah. Rabbit and tree.
Yes. I mean, it's just subtle little things like that actually worked, but it's almost like, I guess that's more of a Ragnarok complaint, I guess. It was a little too much in serious situations, but it worked here.
And I'll say that as far as well-placed humor, and the actor who really brought their A-game was that Batista.
Yeah, Drax.
Dude, he really brought it in this freaking movie, man.
Yeah, he's so dumb.
He is, man. And, you know, just to think that dude was a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, I'm invisible.
Yeah, that was so funny, man. Yeah. Every scene he was in, I thought he stole. I liked him so much better this time.
Yeah, I was going to say Rocket surprised me. And this is kind of goes back a little bit to what we were talking about in the beginning about so many characters. Rocket didn't have a lot of time to be a smartass. He's usually a big smartass, but you didn't see Rocket that much. I mean, he
said,
was.
I'll have that eye. That was funny.
That was funny. Yeah. I mean, Rocket was. You know what I'm saying? That he's usually a bigger smartass. They cut back on that, but they just didn't have the screen time. But right. Yeah, I still love Rabbit. More power.
And Thanos with the bubbles. I thought it worked great that both times there that he goes back to the bubbles. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a little cutesy type thing. Like,
yeah, what's the sweetest thing he could do?
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
So my thing is, having not seen Doctor Strange, I left that movie going, I want to go watch Doctor Strange now. Because I purposely didn't watch Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
I just
same
thought it
here.
Would be too far out there for me.
Same here.
And
exactly.
Watched that movie and was like, holy shit, he's a cool character. I mean, I liked him in the comics. I just didn't think they'd be able to pull it off. But they do it really well.
Yeah, it looked very much like an Inception style, and I was like avoiding it. I was like, I'll watch it when, you know, on DVD or whatever when it comes out, but I'm not going to the theater. But no, I really liked him.
The Doctor Strange movie's pretty fucking good. I just happened, I think it was on Netflix or something, you know, and I was like, let's watch Doctor Strange. I'm like, all right, cool. And then I was like, ooh, I was into it. You know, they go to Dormammu, and that's another character you guys will learn about when you watch that. And he's, you know, part of that universe. And yeah, it's really well done. I mean, because it's the development of it. It's just kind of crazy that he's caught on as well as he has. You know what I mean? Because in the beginning, he don't know shit about that world that he's in now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, how did he get that stone, Tarzan? How was that presented to him?
I don't fucking remember. Now I got to go watch Doctor Strange again myself because I'm sure it's somewhere. It's probably something to do with the whole Dormammu thing. I don't know. I don't remember.
Now, his sidekick is pretty damn awesome too, man. And what do you think he's doing now? Where did he go?
He's eating a hamburger.
Well, I mean, because we needed him, you know, again.
Yeah, he said he went to guard the house they live in, whatever it is. He went to guard it, apparently. So it was kind of a way
I think it's that portal or something, probably to fucking where Dormammu. I hope they don't add him to. Holy fuck.
And you collected comics when you were young, Tarzan?
Yeah, and I just, you know, I kind of watched a lot of the stuff because of my kid, you know, so I kind of got an idea of what Disney's trying to do with it. They try to stay pretty true to these comics.
Well, that's my thing. That's what I was going to mention is I did when I was younger. And then, you know, for some reason, when I got older and eBay came around, I basically went back and bought the same comics I had as a kid instead of got into any new story arcs or anything. But when I was young, I had the Avengers Annual where the Vision and Scarlet Witch got married. I thought we would see some kind of quickie wedding or something with them, and it didn't get to happen. So I hate that didn't come to fruition.
Yeah, I was going to say, Scarlet Witch I could see coming back. Vision, I don't know.
I think he's done.
I think he just ripped it out of his fucking head. He's got a big hole in his head and his motherfucking head. Sorry, that was Cypress Hill. I'm sorry, guys. That just came to me. But yeah, he's got a big hole in his head. I don't think he's going to retire. I mean, they could technically repair him. He is a machine. So I guess they could repair him, but we'll see.
But without that stone, he's going to be just like a living Jarvis, right?
Mixed with Tony Stark and Jarvis. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to say how that integrates and what it...
I hope they bring him back. He was a cool character.
And then now we got this advancement with Tony Stark now, too. I thought that was pretty cool, too, with the nanobites and shit.
Oh yeah, yes. That was badass. And then the Iron Spider.
Yes.
I will say though, and I know they won't overdo it, but depending on the Spider-Man movie that comes out, part two, I don't want to see the Iron Spider the whole time. I want to see the old school suit. And I know he's actually filmed in that too. So we'll see if there's, we'll see what timeline it is and all that too.
Now, a lot of these characters aren't, I mean, they're coming back. There's no doubt about it. It's just how they're going to do it. I don't know yet. And we're probably looking at another, what, 2.5 to 3 hour movie again, I'm sure. But they're going to bring in more characters, but let's not rule out. I don't think we'll see the X-Men yet, but I would not rule out the possibility of seeing, like, possibly like the Fantastic Four. It could happen.
Yeah, they could do that. They could do Deadpool now. They could do a couple X-Men or whatever. But if you're, I'm not sure the MCU right now, is the X-Men, are they going in this timeline, or is this, or was that earlier? Like Logan and all them's dead. Professor X is dead. Is that now? I can't remember.
I don't think that's going to matter, because it's technically, if you think about it, it's a whole different universe, and that universe is called Fox. Now Fox and Marvel are, you know, they're all united. They can do whatever they want with fucking that now. I mean, they could really start the whole X-Men story from scratch, which I hope they don't do. They've done that twice. So I hope they just kind of integrate them in. You know what I mean? Because everybody knows who the fuck they are. They've been around for...
Though. But even in the Fox universe, now that it's back in the Marvel's hands, or Disney's, who is the master of the universe now, that still did happen. So we'll see. We'll see. But I think they could... I don't know if they'll do it. They could sneak Deadpool in there, Fantastic Four. They can do whatever they want. But again, do they want to overdo it with all these characters? That's... We'll see. We'll see.
Well, I mean, like I said, the good thing about this now is there's a lot more on the table. Okay. There's a shitload more that you can do. Okay. Because another thing too is like, with the X-Men and stuff, you have so many other characters that haven't even been in these other universes. I mean, you've got Excalibur, you got Alpha Flight, you got X-Force. I mean, you got Generation X, you got, I mean, the options here are fucking insane. Okay.
I love Alpha Flight.
Yeah, Sasquatch.
And what about the Defenders? I used to love them when I was a kid, where you got She-Hulk and those guys.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. I hope she comes along soon, too. That's coming. I know that's coming soon. We're going to get... Is it Jennifer Walters, or is it...
Damn, I can't remember.
That sounds right. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't see why. I don't see why not. I mean, you got Captain Marvel coming. Obviously, this is a big setup for that. And that'll be based in the 90s. So we should enjoy that movie.
And Beast used to go back and forth between the Defenders and the X-Men.
There's a lot of hoppers, just like fucking, like Wolverine. Wolverine's hopped Alpha Flight.
Yeah,
he's been around. Spider-Man's done a little hopping himself. Yeah, you got a couple of that kind of jumped here.
Oh man, and speaking of other, they could bring in, you know, the anti-hero Venom.
That would be so cool.
That's not going to happen.
Sony, but they got the deal now. They could technically do it. You know what I mean?
They won't. And that's just it, too. I mean, think of it this way, too. If they wanted to, which I don't think it's a good move. Now they got, you know, I would say they probably have the rights to Luke Cage and everything else now, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. Disney took everything from everybody, so they can do what they want. But, yeah, I don't know. Let's get back to the movie. We'll see. We'll just have to speculate. That's all speculation. So they come down to Earth, and immediately he's after all the stones, and like we were talking about. So let's go through the stones. So he had the Power Stone at the beginning, right, which was the Tesseract. Loki had stolen it. Loki has to give it to him to save Thor. He tries to kill him. That doesn't quite work out for Loki.
Right.
He gets choked out, put to sleep for good, I think, this time. I'm pretty sure it's for good. He could, you know, Loki's been dead before, though, I will say. But here's the thing. I don't want him to bring everybody back. If you just have that option every time, there's no shock value in a death. So I like Loki. I think he's cool. But you can't keep bringing him back. So I think he's gone. So anyway, that's the Tesseract, the Power Stone.
And then there's what, a Time Stone?
Time Stone was with Doctor Strange.
Yep,
Strange.
So that's the Time Stone. So he just kind of handed it to him, which obviously this goes into the big plan. This is the only way, right, if he went into the future and saw this. We had the Soul Stone, big question coming into this movie. Where was the Soul Stone? And he ended up getting it off this planet, and that was when the Red Skull was there, which I thought was cool, and he had to make a sacrifice. So they went straight. I thought it would be more of a mystery to that. There would have actually been theories about, was it in Adam Warlock, you know, and other things, and just ended up being on this planet, and there it is. You just throw your daughter down off a cliff, and apparently it just arrives in your hand.
But you could see a lot of failed attempts.
Yeah, a lot of bones.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of bones.
Well, and that's another thing too. I just don't see her being dead or being out of that Guardians universe. Something's got to happen there.
That's the one character
I'm not sure about. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, but I mean, technically, right now, Rocket's the only one left, and we know everybody else is coming back, or most of them. So I could see one missing. You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll see.
I could too.
Did Nebula get dusted too?
I don't remember Nebula.
Who was Nebula?
Her sister.
The one that was in that. Oh, that was pitiful, dude.
Yeah. Thanos never loved her for sure, but I don't remember what happened to her. I remember him accessing the memory or whatever from her. When she held her captive. She escaped.
She escaped and kicked some ass.
She escaped. So I don't remember seeing her disappear or anything.
The hardest part I'm having is there's so much happened. I'm a little confused on some things. Like, was it her and Black Widow that was fighting Proxima?
That was her and Michonne from the Black Panther, the Kingsguard.
Okay. You're right.
That's right. Good
leader. Yeah, she was...
She got shredded.
They were fighting her. I was surprised, actually.
She would disappear whenever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was surprised, speaking of the Avengers, the original crew, we had Hawkeye and Ant-Man didn't show up. I fully expected Ant-Man to, but they explained that from the Civil War era that they were off and had some kind of immunity deal to stay hidden with their families or something, which we know Ant-Man's got a movie coming out, so I'm surprised he was not in this movie.
I
expect to see him in part two.
We could have used him, especially the big version of him.
Yes, absolutely.
Or even the small. The small could be even deadlier.
Yeah, I was going to say it could, because Thanos couldn't. He may not account for that. So maybe that's going to be a big deal in the second part. What other stones we got? So we got the Power, Time, and Soul Stone. But he got all six. So we got three more. We had the Reality Stone was next. Reality Stone was the one with the Collector, correct? Because he had already gotten it when Gamora and Star-Lord got there.
That's right, it was the Collector.
And she thought she killed him, and it was already, he had already taken it and changed the reality to make it look like it. And then we saw the bubble scene when she stabbed him. So the Collector had the Reality Stone. The Mind Stone was Vision's, correct?
I think so.
Yes.
But the Reality was definitely the one with the Collector.
Right. He had to have the Time Stone to reverse time to get the one out of Vision's head. So I think that's the Mind Stone. And he had already had the Time Stone from Doctor Strange because he came to Earth after Doctor Strange, right? So yeah, so he got the Mind Stone from Vision, even though that's the color don't match up here, I don't think. I'm not sure exactly, but...
Here's another one. Space, mind, soul, reality.
Yeah, there is a space stone. That's, I said space.
Mm-hmm, that's what I
Tarzan laughed at me.
So, yeah, I want to figure out these now. So, Power Stone, Loki did have that, right? That was the Tesseract,
yep.
Time Stone, are we sure that was Doctor
Strange?
That's
Doctor Strange. He was the one guarding that, for sure.
Soul Stone, we said was the Red Skull.
Yep, on the planet.
Reality Stone is the Collector. Mind Stone and Space Stone. So according to this, mind is blue, space is purple. Which one was in the Vision's head?
Oh, Loki. Loki's scepter had the other one. So the space stone is the Tesseract. The power stone was the one in Loki's scepter. Is that correct? The power stone was actually with the Nova Corps from Guardians of the Galaxy. That's who was guarding that. We never saw that on screen happen, but that's where he got the power stone. So that was kind of off-screen thing where that's one of the first two he had, right? So he got the Space Stone was the Tesseract from Loki, the Power Stone from the Nova Corps. So that's the two he had in the very beginning of the movie, essentially.
Am I right that in Thor, the first Thor, wasn't there a couple of them in Asgard?
Supposedly, but I think they revealed in Thor Ragnarok that actually most of that stuff was fake. Even the gauntlet was there.
Oh.
So yeah, it was shown the other side of Odin, and he kept fake shit in there.
I'll be damned.
So all that wasn't the real stuff. So that was one thing you missed in Thor Ragnarok if you hadn't seen that.
No, I hadn't actually seen Thor 2 or Ragnarok, and I loved the first Thor. And look down there at the trivia part. It says allows them to be teleported wherever they want if they have that stone.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's I think that's correct. Yeah, because Loki did use that Space Stone in his scepter for a while, because that's how he opened the portal to invade Earth in the first Avengers. So that was the Tesseract. Right. Yeah, he had just used it before. Okay, so we had the Power Stone, which came from the Nova Corps, and that was kind of off screen. That was from Guardians. We had the Time Stone. Doctor Strange gave it up apparently in this big plan. That's the only way they can survive this. The Soul Stone, Red Skull was guarding it on the planet when he did the sacrifice to Gamora. The Reality Stone was with the Collector, which we had seen previously in the end of an end credit scene or whatever. The Mind Stone, he yanked it right out of Vision's forehead, which we kind of all expected that.
Yep.
And then the Space Stone, of course, was the Tesseract that Loki handed him in the beginning of the movie, trying to save Thor's life. So that's what surprised me going in. I said it earlier, I know, but that surprised me going into this movie that he got them all in the same movie.
I know. And Tarzan, how did you like seeing Peter Dinklage as a giant?
I was going to mention that, exactly what I was going to go to next.
That was pretty cool. It was cool. It was super cool. And, you know, because they said he never wanted to play, you know, like another midget role or whatever or something.
Yeah.
Like
so they made him
and
huge.
He wasn't. Yeah. I think we all knew, being fans of Game of Thrones, that when they mentioned this dwarf, we knew it was going to be Peter Dinklage. But definitely they threw us off key, you know, having him being
this. No, I went into this movie not knowing Peter Dinklage was going to be in it.
Yes.
I had no idea. But
I was shocked.
I like how they made him a dwarf, and he said it was 100 dwarves there before Thanos killed him.
Yeah.
He bound his hands so he couldn't make any more weapons. I did like the Starforge thing. I'm glad they finally explained that, how these, you know, mythological weapons are created from the heart of a star. That was kind of cool. And I did love how they made him like a giant dwarf. Like he was huge compared to, but still called himself a dwarf. So I'm glad they at least explained that. Like the gauntlet was made there, Thor's hammer the first time, and this new axe. That was pretty damn cool.
I thought I saw a couple more gauntlet gloves there that weren't polished. So maybe there's a chance he could get another one. I don't see him going that route. I'm just saying, it was a cast of one. There were some empty slots for the gems.
Yeah, it looked like a cast or maybe a rough, like a carving of the first one or something.
To make a mold.
A mold, yeah, exactly. So I'm glad they explained that. And they shouldn't leave it open about how the gauntlet works or why it's so powerful and can hold all the stones at once or how Thor's shit's so powerful. But the other thing is Odin adds a little spell to the original hammer, which I can never pronounce. You know, by whispering to it and shit, you know, only he that is worthy, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I thought it was pretty cool. That was good they added that little backstory. So anyway, I think that covers all the stones. They got them all. Anything we didn't like about the movie? Any besides, I know we mentioned the Hulk a little bit. I'm not kind of extending that joke too far.
Yeah, that might be my biggest gripe. I said about not being on Earth enough, but I think probably, you know, that's more understandable than the Hulk being so afraid. Because that's the way I took it. Is that what you took, Tarzan? He was afraid because he took that
out? I don't know if it was more afraid or shame or because he's never lost a battle.
Shame is a good one. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I think, you know, obviously they're holding him off because he's going to be a bigger factor in the second half. He's got to be. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what direction they're going to go in, but obviously they're holding back with him for something. He's going to be a little more involved in the second half. Because if you think about it, all we got was that one scene right in the beginning. That was it.
Yeah. And
he's a lot of CGI, too. Remember that?
Yeah. I got a vibe off of Loki there at the end that he was turnable. Like, and I guess you always get that vibe off of him, that he's almost on the edge of, you know, being Thor's buddy.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, that's just his thing. You know what I mean? I mean, he has done good things in a lot of these movies.
He
turns around and pulls some dickhead shit right afterwards. So,
yeah, he's definitely the anti-hero versus straight villain for sure. He's got a heart. You know,
there is no more Asgard, right? I mean,
no, it's gone.
Like not even a planet, right?
Nope, nothing. Apparently, well. Actually, there's something there because in Ragnarok, when Hela got destroyed by there was this prophecy, right? And they had to put, what was it in the, they had to put something in the skull into that cauldron thing. And that's what would summon that demon that you met in the beginning of it to destroy and cause Ragnarok. So that actually happened, and he came in and showed him destroyed and everything. But there, we haven't seen it, obviously, the aftermath of that. So Physically, something's still there, maybe, but it's in ruins if it is.
And Thor's the only living inhabitant.
Yeah, I was going to say, did homegirl from the last Thor die?
She's like the last Valkyrie.
She's a Valkyrie. Yeah, so she would be another Asgardian if she's still out there, which that's shocking that she was not. Where was she at? That's a good question. She was with them at the end. So I guess she just didn't want to be in the movie or... Yeah, that's kind of a loose end there, actually. If you hadn't seen Ragnarok, she is one of the last of the Valkyrie, the old school kind of King's Guard of before Ragnarok, and she's alive somewhere, I guess. Yeah, that's kind of a loose end I didn't think about till now.
Yeah, I will say, having seen the Black Panther right before, and then seeing it in this movie, dude, vibranium rocks.
Yeah. There's not much you can't do with it.
Yeah, and I did not see his sister die that I remember. So,
no, she got knocked around a little bit, but I didn't see her disappear.
I'm thinking she'll be pivotal in this next one of helping get this fixed. You know, somehow maybe getting the Vision, like we were talking about, maybe getting him back alive without the stone, and then using his smarts and her smarts combined somehow.
I mean, it could certainly contribute to some individuals, but the big thing is going to be Captain Marvel, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true.
They did the call out to her. And so apparently Nick Fury's been keeping her secret even from the Avengers since the 90s.
Yeah,
he's known
right.
about her since then, because this movie is going to take place in the 90s.
But here's the thing, dude. If he does not have that gauntlet anymore, it won't take her. So I think he's going to get it back somehow. Like, that was just a weird thing that they showed it melted and the stone's not in it or not shiny or something. Because otherwise, you don't really need her, do you? To defeat him. He's defeatable without that gauntlet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the thing. Where did he go after he snapped his fingers? What was that little realm or vision he was in with young Gamora? You know, and when she said... Was it worth it? What did it cost? And she said everything. I mean, what was that place? What was that, you know, what was he in? How does he get it back? Does he have it? Where'd it go? I mean, there's all these unanswered questions. So I don't know. Maybe people in the comments of YouTube can help us out with theories there as to where the stones went, where the gauntlet went, how this thing can be reversed. I even mentioned this actually as a possible idea, almost like the Game of Thrones, only death can pay for life thing to reverse this, that Captain America will volunteer to die, to bring other people back. I think I mentioned that to you when we were coming
home.
You did,
and that's not a bad idea. He would volunteer.
He absolutely would. So maybe there'll be something with somebody, whether it's Doctor Strange or Captain Marvel or whatever, where they can reverse time, but somebody has to go in their place or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's almost like he was the only one that could move Thor's hammer a little bit.
Right.
He was the only one worthy enough.
That's right.
Well, here's what we know you got. You got the Ant-Man and Wasp, which they said it doesn't look like it's affecting the movie. But I wouldn't be surprised at the end of that movie somebody gets, like, turned to dust. You know what I mean?
Oh, good call.
Yeah, that's true. Is that going to take place concurrently somewhere off in some other part of the world?
Possibly.
Wherever he's hiding out?
And then Captain Marvel comes out in March of 2019. 2 months later is the other Infinity War.
Yeah, it's part two, exactly. Yep.
If I would say one more thing, I didn't like Captain America. I didn't like his look, his costume. He didn't feel like Captain America to me. He did not.
I kind of bought it from the Civil War thing. He was kind of broken a little bit, but just the whole whatever them fucking things were. When they said, oh, we're going to get you a shield, and then I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, what the fuck are those
things? Yeah, because they got, you know, Tony Stark's father thought that the vibranium shield he had was the only vibranium in the world. Well, obviously, we learned in Black Panther, they built an entire civilization on a meteor crash site, essentially. So I thought for sure there would be some kind of other vibranium shield. Well, I'm sure, yes, it was vibranium, but... I didn't dig him either. It was just almost like punching weapons.
That's right.
Just use your fist. He's bad enough. You know, I don't know if you're not going to give him an actual Captain America-esque shield. I know they can't have time to paint it up just right. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking.
Whatever.
Just
but
a straight up shiny one.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Same size.
It was good fighting, but I didn't like the little just kind of pointy arm guards, what they were.
I don't know, like fucking arm sleds or something. I don't know. They were weird.
Arm sleds.
Like those camping shovels.
It looks like, yeah, exactly. It looks like he'd go skiing, just fucking on his belly, just fucking.
Do you know what a sharpshooter is? Those like the trench shovels.
Yeah.
Like the trench and shovels. That's
exactly.
He had fucking trench and shovels on his arms. Dig a hole, Cap.
Since Bucky was healed, there is. Is that arm vibranium?
Yes, he was healed. Yeah. You saw that at the end of Black Panther. If you remember the end scene, the white wolf.
The white wolf.
So that is everything there is vibranium. So,
his arm
if Wakanda gives you anything, it's going to be fucking vibranium.
Yeah. Right. So he's going to be one hell of a Captain America. You know, if he gets a vibranium shield and has a vibranium arm. And I'm looking forward to it. I am. I just felt like a Captain America, being from the time frame he's really from, wouldn't have a beard and that haircut. I don't know. But like you said, he was damaged goods after the war, Civil War.
Yeah, I think that changed him a little bit. And they've switched up his costume quite a bit in all these movies and went away from the brighter stuff as well. But so I'm fine with the costume. But yeah, I would like to see him, you know, classic with a shield at least.
Again, I think a lot of these moves are for a reason. Like I said with the Hulk, I think Cap, I think they're all going to come back just a little more glamorous, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like
especially because Cap's going down. I'm pretty sure that this next movie is going to be it for him.
I think so. I think that's got to happen, and then they'll have to end the Hulk joke. They'll have to end it, and yes. he'll have to come back and
really kick some ass.
And really,
it's gonna be,
yeah. Oh, he will. Yeah.
Now, is it safe to say that Infinity War 2 will have Hawkeye, Ant-Man, Wasp, these people who weren't in this one?
There's going to have to be replacements for, there's going to be some kind of film. There's got to be.
I would think so. They did mention them, and so they could keep them off if there's some reason the actors didn't want to do it or there's some deal. I don't know their contracts, but if Ant-Man's coming out in Wasp and it's in the time frame or either concurrent or after, then he's back in action anyway. He's got to come out of hiding from the Civil War era. So I would think he's got to be in it.
Yeah.
And we know Captain Marvel. Obviously, if it's 2 months away from the Infinity War, they're really going to fucking soup her up. You're going to see probably a pretty badass motherfucker when it comes down next March. Because then 2 months later, it's like, bam, Infinity War. And well, you know, I guess we shouldn't say this, but I'm going to because I'm just like that. What's her name?
Kara Danvers.
Captain Marvel?
Carol Danvers. And what's Supergirl's name?
Kara Danvers, exactly.
Kara Danvers.
Kara, whatever.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot
they
of...
Always, they bite off each other all the time.
All the time.
Just like Deadpool.
Wade Wilson and Slade. Is it Slade Wilson?
Wade and Slade Wilson and all that shit. Yeah, these artists go back fuckers. And forth. And,
she's carrying the name of the whole, you know, universe, the Marvel, Marvel.
Yeah. Well, there's been many incarnations of Captain Marvel, so, yeah, but this current one, obviously.
Now, I want to say this, and you guys might, you know, think I am nuts, but you remember when the first Batman came out, and Jack Nicholson, I think he won an Oscar for the Joker. I would not be surprised if Josh Brolin is at least nominated. And for a comic movie, I thought he, as far as characters, he would deserve a nod.
He gave Thanos a lot of depth. He really did a good job. I did not expect that much depth in Thanos.
Me either, dude.
Yeah, that's what I like that they added. It wasn't just some, you know, twisted evil villain that laughs a certain way. Like, he had a purpose. It made sense, from his perspective, but we could see that. We could kind of almost empathize a little bit with him, with Gamora, and you saw the real tears that she thought was a joke. And so I'm glad they gave him some depth and not just brought out this big, bad motherfucker and didn't really explain who or what the fuck he was.
Is Pepper pregnant?
It's a good question because, you know, Stark can go too. I told you on the way, I would not be surprised if Tony Stark went in the second one.
Yep.
So I expected Captain America to go this one, but I guess that's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if they both go, but I could see it because, I mean, he's not doing any more Iron Man movies, solo movies, and this is the last Avengers for now that we know of, right?
Yeah. I believe.
I mean, I don't know anybody's contracts, and I don't know their whole, you know.
This is the end of phase three. Yes. I don't think they haven't revealed anything for
they,
Phase 4.
I don't think they revealed anything for Phase 4, exactly. So
well, now Phase 4 is an open book because you got to think about it. Now we just – you think the fucking universe is big now. I mean, they're going to have to come up with a master plan because now you got the X-Men. There's a lot of great stories where they – I don't know. I mean, it's a whole open market because, you know, Stan Lee and Marvel and shit, they – the characters did weave a lot. You know what I mean? You saw – a lot of characters in different environments, like we were saying, X-Force, Excalibur, fucking Generation X. I mean, there's just so many, you know what I mean? Alpha Flight, Wolverine, you know they got to do something with Wolverine quick. They have to. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, that those movies are not going to be relevant. I got a feeling.
So anyway, this was, I would say, you know, without have seen it in a second time yet, that I would say this is probably the best overall Marvel movie for me.
I think it's the best comic movie ever.
Comic movie, ever period, made. Really. Yeah. I know a lot of people thought Wonder Woman might have been the best comic movie ever.
It was great.
It was great, but not now.
No
way in hell.
Black Panther, obviously a lot of people love Black Panther. I love Black Panther. I did not like the ending with Killmonger fight so much, but the whole movie was outstanding. But I think this...
I'm on the same page. Exactly.
I think this probably takes the cake, and they did it right. I fully expected to have a few rushed scenes, and yeah, there were
kinda
small
sloppy.
Flaws.
Yeah,
I expected to be sloppy because there were so many people to have screen time, but they made it work.
They knocked it out.
They did, knocked it out of the park. So I don't really give numbers to wrap this up. I've never really give numbers on a rating of 1 to 10 or something. But
yeah,
if I did, I mean, this has got to be a 9.5. Nine and a half? I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a number. Top fucking five all time. You give it a month. It's going to break box. It's going to kill.
Oh,
some,
yeah. No,
shit.
I agree. Yeah, it's going to break records. Absolutely.
And you said you've seen it multiple times already, Tarzan, correct?
Twice.
Yeah, and I definitely am going to see it in theaters again.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. The only thing is, I got to say it. Disney, good fucking job on the fucking, you know, on the Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
But God damn it, what the fuck did you do to Star Wars? Motherfuckers, you nailed this.
If they would just, you know, just sit back and be the owners and let the individual studios take care of things like do Marvel. They let Marvel do what they need to do, but they've taken Star Wars to this political bullshit and destroyed it, and it's absolutely insane. So please leave Marvel the fuck alone. You know, leave Marvel Studios to do its own thing, and you just sit back and rake in the bucks, please. And fix fucking Star Wars while you're at it.
Right.
Leave them alone, too, or get Kathleen Kennedy out of there, whatever. Whatever you got to do.
I want to ask this real quick. Black Widow, there is absolutely nothing superpower about her, correct?
Nope. But they are doing a Black Widow movie, an origin story.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, because that kind of bothers me. When you have characters like that, like, okay, we know Tony Stark has no powers, but his mind... and his technology, I could see that.
Just like Batman.
I don't like her not even having a special weapon or anything.
She does have a special weapon.
Her looks?
That ass.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I agree, and I love her. I do.
Hey, she did use that when she was an assassin, for sure.
Yes,
she did use that absolutely when she was an assassin.
I see her, you know, kick. Yeah, that scene where she's tied to that chair, mm-hmm. dude, and takes that phone call, that was awesome.
That was a book before out of her old assassin's red ink book, you know what I mean?
Dealing with humans. I feel like that stretches it a lot when they have her fighting these badass supervillains and stuff.
I agree. But and then you think about I actually thought about that too. And then you had in this particular movie, the end scene at Wakanda. Only Black Panther there really has. Everybody's got a little technology, the shields.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's really just spears.
Yeah.
As far as the whole crowd of Wakandans,
their cloaks are really cool.
Their cloaks
when they
and
touch each other.
That is true. I mean, so that, I guess they got interwoven. I guess they. That's true. Their clothes do have. Vibranium interwoven in them and stuff.
Those gorilla guys from up in the mountains,
yes.
I don't think they have anything, do they?
I believe they share it. Yeah, I think
okay.
they share it. I think they do.
But her and Hawkeye. Hawkeye really has zero powers.
Yep.
And he, you know, his bow and arrow. And I liked him as a comic player, you know, a comic book character when I was a kid. I really liked him a lot. And I wish his suit looked more like that.
Yeah.
But he does better as a supporting cast member, I don't see him out there swinging fists and fighting these things. That's the only thing. And I know it's all a stretch. I mean, come on, it is all a stretch. Like you always say, you got to suspend reality a little bit.
Right, right.
But I just, they could power them up a little bit in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I could have seen him. The unrealistic part about it is, even if you put him up in a crow's nest somewhere where he's just shooting down, let's say he was in this movie.
Yeah.
In the final scene, he's up on the top of the Wakandan building there or whatever, and he's shooting down and killing
like
aliens.
Like a sniper. Yeah,
like a sniper. But he would have to have a fucking 15 barrels of arrows.
Yes. That little quiver, he's done. I mean,
now, if you add a little technology from Tony Stark to where the arrows kill somebody and then come back to him.
Dude.
That would be cool.
There you go. Yes. Need some more technology with these guys.
Yeah, right. I've heard about that before, too.
A little vibranium
and something to some kind of thing that they can, you know, go through the body and come back out rocket style to him.
How cool would that be? And literally return to the quiver itself.
Return to the quiver, exactly.
SNL did a skit, and they had the actual actor that played Hawkeye on there, and they're all kicking ass and shit.
I saw that. He was out of arrows. Exactly. It was funny.
That's funny as hell.
But yeah, it's exactly right, though. They picked up on what a lot of people were saying. What you're saying right now is I've always said that about, like, once he runs out of arrows, he's fucked. I mean, he can fight, sure, but he can't fight 15 fucking aliens.
No way.
He just can't do it. Black Widow either.
He needs to be more of a sniper, like you said, and have an ass load of arrows.
Yeah, and it's just unrealistic for him to carry that many on his back. Unless they return to the quiver.
You know, the docking station.
Exactly. But then again, he's still limited. He's got to wait for it to come back, I guess. But anyway, just a thought for Hawkeye, for anybody in Disney out there listening at Marvel Studios. You know, let's get him some, let's make him make sense.
You could almost see this technological helmet or whatever that, or where like a little lens would pop over his eye and help him zoom real far, and the arrows have technology in him too, and would
that would be there. That would be too much like Deadshot, though.
Oh, it would be like Deadshot.
He's got this superhuman eye hand coordination somehow, but it's not really. Anyway, we'll see. So we'll see in part two in a year from now.
I do need to say this: the government, the military, needs to back off these guys and let them do their thing, man. I hate that little, they're like a thorn in your side, you know?
That was the whole Civil War thing.
Yeah.
The whole government
really
being involved.
It does bother me, man.
The Accords, and they kind of mentioned that about Hawkeye in the first place, and Ant-Man. I don't know why Ant-Man would be involved in the Accords, but anyway.
But they do. They need to get out of there. I mean, just.
Yeah, because Captain America came back in this one, said it's time to go to work, and he was done, you know, because he was the one that's anti-Accords and anti-government. Where Tony Stark was on the side of being regulated. So anyway, we'll see in about a year.
Yeah.
In about a year, we'll get the ending to this thing and how it's all going to wrap up. So
I want to ask you guys a question on air. Does DC have a fighting chance?
No. Nah, fuck no.
No, absolutely not. They're playing catch up so much they shoot themselves in the foot every time.
I know.
Wonder Woman alone is great. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Some of these standalones could potentially be okay, but you needed to build up for what they did with Justice League, and it's just kind of like, oh, it's Justice League, you know? That's kind of how I left
they,
it.
They rushed it to catch up with two Avengers, and it didn't work.
I totally agree.
The Superman story should have been done right. It wasn't.
Exactly. It was horrible.
It was a fucking shit show. That's what we call it.
Exactly.
I got to ask you another one, Chris. Now that you see all this stuff that Marvel's doing and how awesome it's turning out, Do you want to see them reboot Spawn?
It's happening.
Oh, is it?
Spawn's coming back.
I like anything McFarlane, man.
I know.
Yeah. I like anything McFarlane.
And, you know, that was Chris's dude, man, was Spawn.
I haven't heard anything about a Spawn reboot, much less a release date.
I really hope they don't, you know, screw the pooch on it. I hope they take time and make that character what it should be. You said a 9.5. If I had to give it a number out of 10, I would definitely give it a 9 for sure.
Yeah, I would say 9 too. I agree. I can't. I don't know about the point. That's why I don't do numbers.
Yeah,
I don't do number systems.
9.675.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would. You know, nothing can be really. It's going to take a lot to get me a 10. even a 9.5. So I would say 9 if I had to give it a fucking number two. I did say earlier 9 or 9.5, but anyway.
I just look at it this way. Definitely more entertaining than fucking Avatar, and I hope it gives Avatar hell and knocks it out. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope so.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt.
I will say this, too, since we're wrapping this up and I'm discussing the end of the movie, I think one thing they could have added was a mid-credit scene or something. Don't make me wait 15 minutes of credits for that.
That did suck. Yeah, we were there too. I'm like, fuck, I got to piss. Come on, damn it.
Yeah,
it's always, yeah. And they usually do have two.
It was weak.
Well, it was, I think it was actually the one, I think from the Marvel movies, though, from the end credit scene, it actually was the strongest in the sense of having a purpose. Because you saw exactly what it was setting up. Even if you didn't know what that symbol was, you go look it up, and oh,
it wasn't as ambiguous as some of the others.
Yeah, where it was
or
like
worthless,
or worthless, like the Captain America one at the end,
where
like
they were eating, or whatever that one was, where they were eating in the restaurant.
Oh, that was just, first
that was
Avengers,
just for humor.
But this one actually at least had a purpose, and it showed you that not only where they were, people were disappearing, but back in fucking New York or Chicago, wherever they were,
that's a good point.
People randomly disappearing.
Yeah, it is really happening,
all over the world.
Good point. This dude Apocalypse looks pretty awesome.
Or they could do
Yeah. But they fucked him up already, too.
Yeah, they fucked him up, too. They did. Yeah, he was the first ever mutant. They fucked him up bad.
Oh.
He's probably equally as badass as fucking Thanos, if not maybe even a little more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's almost omnipotent.
So you're saying he's already been in a movie?
Yeah. X-Men Apocalypse.
That's funny as hell. You got to leave that in there. That's funny as hell. I haven't seen it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth watching. It's worth watching, but I don't know. I'm not buying Sophie Turner's Jean Grey and stuff. We'll watch it. We'll watch it. This is with the younger X-Men cast. The first class people.
Oh, I love first class.
Yeah, so Apocalypse has already been out. Yep. But anyway, we'll see next year for Infinity Wars 2, and they did hide that subtitle because it was supposed to be a spoiler. So we'll see that, I guess, come out now. That's now that we've seen the first one, they can release the subtitle, I suppose.
Oh.
So apparently it was a spoiler to the first movie, so they didn't announce the subtitle to part 2.
Okay.
We'll see what it is, but. Anyway, guys, I guess we'll wrap this up. For you guys that watch and listen on YouTube, let us know what you think in the comments below. Did you love it? Did you hate it? Was it the best ever? We'll give it a rank. What were its weaknesses, strengths, all that good stuff? Let us know. Get the conversation going. Remember, this podcast is also available on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes, so you can download it there as well. And be sure to subscribe to the new YouTube channel, since we had to redo the YouTube channel a couple months back. You can always go to the sideeffectpodcast.com and link to all those places from right there. So anyway, let us know what you think. And I guess we'll say overall it was fucking outstanding.
Yes, it was.
It's the best movie we've seen in a while, really. It really has been. To be in that genre, absolutely. I mean, it's better than the Star Wars movies. I'll say it. I hate to say
it. Yeah, it's going to be. I don't see how they can, even Marvel can top these. I mean, I'm sure the second one will be just as good. I don't see how Marvel can top it unless they go X-rated and start doing porn, Marvel porn.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you know, put a little bit of realism in there, you know, with the superheroes. They do have sex off screen, I'm sure. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So why not? Let's just go X. And this is something that you'll absolutely enjoy it anywhere you watch it, but you want to see this on the big fucking screen.
You have to, guys.
You
trust
want to see
me.
It on the big
I'm
screen.
I'm one of those people who wait too on DVD. This is not one to do that.
Yep. Yeah, go sit in the recliner, pay the $149 for popcorn, and check it out on the big fucking screen.
And
that's what it is.
Soda.
That's what it costs now to go to fucking movies. $149.53. I promise you, with the ticket and a small popcorn and a small fucking drink, which is like a gallon.
Yes,
it's $149.57.
That's right.
So anyway, save up your money and go see it again.
Hide your candy in your boot.
Yes, exactly.
I know a lot of people sneak in that shit now these days. You know they do.
Oh, yes.
That's why women go in there and they got those pocketbooks the size of suitcases, because they got drinks, snacks, popcorn, water.
Fuck
and
it,
shit up
microwave.
In there. Yeah, a little fucking camp stove.
Oh, that'd be funny as hell. See smoke coming up. Yeah. Start smelling something good.
Yeah. Somebody barbecuing in the back.
I wish you good fortune in the wars to come.
Underestimate the power of the dark side.